Tefillah for Life, Shir 351, Thursday, Parshas Vayera. We are coming to the end of Al Yisrael Val Rabbanon, and we end off Kodam Avuhaim Divishmaya Ve'ara Ve'imru Amen. In front of our Father, Avuhaim Divishmaya, our Father that's in Shemayim, and Ve'ara that lives on the ground. And there's a very important message in the word Avuhaim, that we ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to give the bracha because he's our father. Because we've mentioned many times in Tefillah that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam relates to us in two ways. Avinu and Malkeinu. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is our father and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is our king. Generally, Tefillah is the Eved approach, the Melech approach. We are servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he is our king. That is generally the approach in tefillah. But here, when we are asking the Rabbeinu Shalom to send bracha, we mention Kadam Avuhain Divishmaya. We mention that the Rabbeinu Shalom is our father. So apparently, because we are trying to evoke the Rabbeinu Shalom's rachamim, we are referencing the fact that not only is the Rabbeinu Shalom our king, but he is also our father. So that is one reason why we mention Kadam Avuhain Divishmaya. To elicit that response from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that he's our father, and therefore he should send what we asked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to send. But the truth is, there's another aspect in this. And that is, over here, we are focusing on the Chachamim and on the people that are learning Torah. And this is a very important concept. Because when a person is connected to Torah, his relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam becomes an Av Leben relationship. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam becomes like a father. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam deals with him with love. The power of Torah evokes Ahava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is one of the differences between Torah and Tefillah. When a person learns Torah, he is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an Av, like a father. And Tefillah, like we mentioned, is relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a Melech. Both of them are necessary for Avodas Hashem. But each one has its place. The Av Leben relationship, the Ahava relationship, and the Melech to Eved relationship, the Yira relationship. So therefore, over here, when we are davening for the Chachamim, for the people that are learning Torah, that's why we mention Kodem Avuhin Divishmaya. That's why we mention the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's our father. Because we are davening for individuals that learn Torah. We are davening for individuals that personify our relationship of Av to Ben. And therefore, we stress that relationship in this part of Kaddish.